Okay. I wanted to speak about an interesting inyan, and that is, the inyan of brachas. Brachas, I don't mean the brachas before we eat, brachas you say when you see Rav Chaim Kanievsky, but giving people brachas. People very much value the bracha of an adam gadol. People pay a lot of money. People will wait online for hours and hours and hours just to be able to get a bracha from an Erlich HaYid, a Talmud Chacham, a Tzaddik, a Mekubal, somebody who's all three. And there's good reason for it. The word of a Talmud Chacham, the word of a Tzaddik carries a lot of weight. And we know all of us are raised to value brachas. Gemara Megillah says that Al tehi birkas hedyot kala be'enecha, which means even the bracha of a simple person should not be light in your eyes, because that also has value. So maybe we don't chase them, but if somebody gives you a bracha, you answer amen. So all of those brachas carry weight and they're meaningful. So on a more practical level, meaning on a more practical, the nakuda I wanted to speak about is, so if brachas have so much value, if the bracha of an adam gadol for sure, but even the bracha of a hedyot, to the point that we take it seriously and we answer amen, that means that our brachas, either whether we're anashim gedolim or whether we're hedyotas, but either way, we're definitely people who could, and as we'll see, do give brachas. And to discuss that a little bit, to the weight that they carry, and is there anything we should do, could do, as we're giving brachas, as we're benching people, whether they're relatives, whether they're friends, whether they're people who are not well, whether they're listening to us, whether they're not listening to us. I don't know if I mentioned once before, I think I might have. I once read how Rav Shach told that he one time walked into the room where the Alta of Slabodka was standing. And the Alta was alone in the room, and he was looking, and he was just mumbling under his breath, which he wasn't known to do. And he comes closer to him, creeps up on him, and he hears him saying, "Gut morgen, gut morgen, gut morgen, gut morgen, gut morgen." And he thought he was losing it. So he says, "Rebbe, who are you greeting? Who's the good morning?" He says, "Well, look out the window. Don't you see all those people? I'm saying good morning to him and good morning to him and good morning to him." He says, "But they can't hear you." He says, "That means I can't bench them. That means I can't give them a bracha." A bracha is not only when the other person feels good that he heard something from you. A bracha actually carries weight. And a bracha is not only when you say Baruch Atah. A bracha is simple good morning. You're wishing somebody a good morning, a good Shabbos, good Yontif. In the vernacular today, have a great Shabbos. Have an amazing Shabbos, a wonderful Shabbos, a beautiful, fabulous. But those things carry weight. I'm saying something. What am I saying? How does it work? And just to mention the Gemara, which again, if this part is repetitive, I ask you mechila, but we'll definitely get to something new in a moment. Where the Gemara in Brachas on Vav Amud Beis, Gemara says, if you know that somebody usually greets you, so it's midina the Gemara that you should beat them to it. Okay, Amar of Chalba, Amar of Huna. If you know that somebody usually greets you, yakdim lo shalom. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, "Bakei shalom v'ratfeu," that means you should beat him to it. But then the Gemara says, "Ve'imnasan lo v'loy hechzir." Let's say a Reuven greets Shimon, and Shimon doesn't give him a greeting back. You say shalom aleichem, he doesn't say aleichem shalom. Gemara says a frightening statement: "Nikra gazlan," he's a thief. In other words, when Reuven greets Shimon, he's entitled to a greeting back. Ad kedei kach, that if he doesn't do it, he's a ganav. He's a gazlan. What a frightening statement. So Tosfos in Meruba says, Tosfos on Ayin Gimel, in Bava Kama, Tosfos says that this Gemara in Brachas is the basis for the klal we have in Kol HaTorah Kula of Toch Kedei Dibur, that if a person's in the middle of making a statement in Beis Din, he's in the middle of saying Eidos, he hasn't finished his sentence until he finishes his sentence. But let's say he pauses. Is that considered that he finished talking, or is he still talking? So we all know that if it's enough time to say a greeting, meaning if it's more than Shalom Aleich Rabbi Umar, which is the longest greeting, then it's considered a new sentence. But if it's still Tarka De Dibro means it's still within the amount of time that it takes you to greet somebody, then you haven't finished speaking. So Tosfos says, why? Why is it that way? What shaychus does a greeting have to a statement in Beis Din? Or if you said the wrong, whatever it is, in tefillah, you want to correct yourself. So Tosfos says, I'll tell you why. Because since if somebody greets you, you have to return the greeting, which means, and if you don't do that, you're a goslin. So that can't be a hefsek. Because that if that amount of space, that amount, Tosfos brings this from Rabbeinu Tam, Ayin Gimel on the base. So because you have to respond, that can't be a hefsek in your dibur. Okay, so Lamaisa, we've learned that the bracha of even a hedyot shouldn't be kala be'inecha. That doesn't only mean when other people bench you. It means when you bench others. It shouldn't be a light thing. And we're doing it all the time. We learned from the Alt of Slabatka that even something as simple as good morning, good afternoon, good night, have a good day, have a good Shabbos, those things are brachas. So if it's a bracha, are there any rules to it? How could I make my bracha more effective? How could I make, let's talk now about ourselves. When are we doing it? And we do it anyway. We're all polite people. We're all good people. What could I do? And I was the Nasai is the longest parsha, as we know, and the Rebbes say the reason the Nasai is the longest parsha is because right after Shavuos, we just want to bring it all on, right? Give me as much Torah Shabbosav. So we go for the longest parsha right after Shavuos, and the Medrash Rabbah has the longest Medrash Rabbah, and it's the Shabbos after Shavuos. You know, we don't have to say anymore. So I try to get a head start with my Besedra. And there's definitely a focus on brachas, specifically something called Birkas Kayanim. And I wanted to maybe just take a few things out of there, out of how the Kohanim have to do Birkas Kayanim, three main nakudas. And I think that we could apply that to any time that we give a bracha. They give a bracha, their bracha is extremely effective. Some Rishayim say that there's a mitzvah on a Yisrael to be Mizbarach from a Kayan. The Ritva holds there's no such thing. But we find people are running to get brachas from Kohanim. Why? So first of all, like we said, maybe there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to get a bracha from a Kohen. I could tell you that even in our shul in Far Rockaway, see sometimes Ben Azman and when the briskas come home, so they make it to our shul also. They come running around to try to get all the Birkas Kohanims as much as they could get. So I was so excited that we made, that we cut the list also. I thought maybe because we're the only place in town with a Kohen Miyuchas. And then I realized, no, it's because there's a mitzvah to be Mizbarach. Okay, so that could be one reason. Another reason could be because Pasuk says, V'sama Shmiel B'nei Yisrael V'ani Avarachem. Hashem says, when the Kohanim will put my name on B'nei Yisrael, I'll bench them. And Rashi has two pshatim. The first pshat in Rashi is, and then I will be maskim to the bracha of the Kohanim and bench Klal Yisrael. So the reason that you want to get in on it is because once the Kohen gives his bracha, Hashem says, Amen, so to speak, Hashem gives that bracha as well. So maybe people want to be Mizbarach from Hashem. But the truth is, there's another pshat of Rashi, and that other pshat of Rashi is that the Samu Ishmi Avnei Yisrael Avani Avarachim is I'll bench the Kohanim. Not that I'll bench the Bnei Yisrael, I'll bench the Kohanim. So let's say we add those together. There's no mitzvah to get a bracha, we go with those Rishanim. And you hold that it's only the Kohanim benching me. What is the in you? What's so special about the bracha of Kohanim? Some of us go on to our parents' talesim, and it's all emotional event. Parents bring their children to shul to be able to get to be able to hear their bracha. What's so unique about Birkas Kohanim? And more importantly, why are we doing this in Avad? It's not, a shtickle Torah is always good, but it's, we try to use these times to get a little more practical. A little more lamaisa. Like, what could I do? What could I learn from the Kohanim to be able to do things better? And I want to start, first of all, with what I think is probably the most basic. And that is, we'll start with a sfarna at the end of Parshas, Vayetze. I was once at a wedding in the Marina del Rey. I was in the room with the chassan right before the wedding, a bacha from yeshiva, and his parents were in the room. And it was on our way down to the chuppah. And I said to the mother, and the father, I said, give your son a bracha. And she burst out laughing. She said, I'm going to give him a bracha. I'm not a tzaddik. What am I giving him a bracha? So I said to her, don't underestimate the bracha of a parent. And I want to show you the makar for this. And this is all the way, the very, very end, by Maftir in Parshas Vayetze. The pasuk says like this, Vayashkem Lavan Baboiker. Lavan gets up early in the morning after he encounters Yaakov. Yaakov runs away. Yaakov's with his wives and Lavan's grandchildren. Vayanashek Lavan Avalivnoisav. And we've discussed that kiss before. He kisses his sons and his daughters, meaning the grandchildren and the daughters. Vayavarach Esem. The Torah makes a point of telling us that he gives them a bracha. Now, why do I need to know that Lavan gave a bracha? What's unique to the bracha of Lavan? So check this out. The Sfarno says like this. Kvar Amru, Chazal told us, Al tihi birkas hedyot kala beinecha. Don't underestimate the bracha of a hedyot. Let not the bracha of a hedyot, of a simple person, or perhaps worse, be kala beinecha, be light in your own eyes. Amnam. He says, Siper Birkas Lavan Livnoisav. The reason that the Torah is telling us that Lavan gave the bracha to his daughters is Lahoris to tell us, to teach us the following. She Birkas Ha'av, that the blessing of a parent, the bracha of a father, Asher Hi Albanov, when he gives the bracha to his children, Bechol Nafshoi, the bracha is given with a full nefesh, because my kid, I want the very, very best for this child. Bli safek ro shetachol yoser. Without any doubt, says the Svarna, that bracha will be chal in a more effective way than the bracha from another person. Biskulas tzelem elokim ha-mavarech. Every person has a tzelem elokim, so when you're giving a bracha, you have a power, an innate power. But specifically because you're giving it b'chol nafsha, you're giving it and you really mean it. You're giving it and you really care, because you really, really want the best for this child. So that bracha carries a lot more weight. That bracha is a lot more effective. That's a svar non chomesh. So one of the things which is very interesting, if you pay attention to the bracha, I don't know if Johnny's here, I don't know if there's anybody else here. Shmuel, are you a kain? I think Shmuel's a kain.
No, I'm not.
Why not?
I wish I could be.
Yeah, you wish. Okay. Either way, a Kayan's bracha carries a tremendous amount of weight. When he gives a bracha, the Kayan says, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvaso V'tzivanu Levarech Es Ama Yisrael Asher Kidshanu B'Kedushaso Shel Aaron, I'm sorry, V'tzivanu Levarech Es Ama Yisrael Be'ava. So the Kayan says, my tzivu is to give a bracha with Ava. If a kohen just gives a bracha, but not out of love, then that's not the bracha that we're talking about. He's got to mean it, he's got to love us, and he's got to want to give that bracha. And then that bracha carries weight, and then that bracha is effective. The shaila is, where does it say in Birkas Kohanim that the kohanim should give a bracha ba'ava? Let me tell you something I saw from the Imre Emes. It's just a small blurb in the Likutei Yehuda from the Imre Emes' grandchild. It says an amazing thing. He asks Akasha, the Torah says, Koi Savarchu es b'nei Yisrael. Tell the Kohanim, like this you should bench b'nei Yisrael. Amar lahem, and this is what you should say, Yevarechacha. So Frek, the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, he says, what do you tell me like this you should bench? First tell me that I should bench them, and then tell me how to do it. Like this, Koi Savarchu means this is how you do it. But like the Gemara says at the beginning of Brachas, the beginning of Tainus, Tana Hecha Kaidik, Tane Me'imasai. First, you've got to tell me the actual din before you tell me how to do it. So why is the Torah saying, like this, you should bench B'nai Yisrael? Like this, do it this way. And we'll see soon how you're supposed to do it. You didn't tell me that you have to bench them. Says the Imre Emes, it's a given. Kohanim love Yidden. They have it in their, DNA. Of course they're benching Jews. They love them. So it says Hashem, when you're gonna bench them, because that's what you do, and you love them, Kaisavarhu. This is the way I want you to do it, so that your bracha will be even more effective. So there needs to be, Bekitzer, what are we saying? If we want our brachas to really have power, to really have kayach, to really have an effect, the way to do it is to really want to give the bracha, to want the person to receive your bracha. To want the person to be a misbarech. when you want the person to be a Mizbarach, you want him to be blessed, you want him to have the things that you're wishing upon them, then that bracha carries a lot of weight. That's how why the Kohanim are saying, Amavarcha Sami Yisrael Ba'ava, and that's why we're running to get their bracha, because it's a bracha that's really effective, because it's coming from a place of love. And even a scoundrel like, what's his name, like Golovan, who we saw, was a terrible person. Arami Oved Avi, he would have been more than happy to wipe us all out. But at the end of the day, there was love there as well. Says the Sfarno, his bracha carried weight, and that's why the Torah records it by saying, Vayavarach Eshem. So that's prerequisite number one. Something we could learn, mean the bracha, want the person, not just mean it, want him to be a recipient. And when you bench somebody from a position of wanting him to be benched, it has a tremendous effect. But now let's deal with, I'm not holding on such a level to love everybody. Is there something else I could do? Could I start somewhere else? Well, this is not mutually exclusive, but this is another thing. The pasuk says, "Kaisavarcha es bnei Yisrael." Okay, what are the instructions? Next two words, "Amar lahem," say it to them. Halacha number one we learn from here is that when a kohen gets up to duchen, he has to say the bracha in an audible tone. "Amar lahem" has to be bekol rum, and has to be loud enough that the other person hears. And this is an afkamina in halacha, which the Achrayim talk about. What happens if you have a group of Kohanim that get up, and one of the Kohanim is going to be might see the rest of them with Shamea Kaina? Everybody going to do the thing with the hands, but only one of them is going to say, could he be might see everybody else? Shamea Kaina works for Kiddush. If Shamea Kaina works for everything else, works for Mikra Megillah, why can't it work for this? And the answer is, meaning some Shitas hold it does, Chazon Ish holds it does, but others say, no, there's a din of Kol Ram. Kol Ram means what? Kol Ram means that it has to be said in an audible tone. And it's not said in an audible tone. It's not audible. So yes, it's as if you said it, but you have to say it in an audible way. Not only that, but the Lashon Amar Lahem, Amar could be written with as the Ksiv and as the Kri, Aleph Mem Resh, or Aleph Mem Vav Resh. It's written over here, Male, Aleph Mem Vav Resh. And the Medrash says, the Peleites brings this Medrash, Amar Lahem means you have to say it with a full mouth. Which means when you're giving somebody a bracha, when the Kohanim are giving us a bracha, let's see, how do the Kohanim do it? They have to say it in an audible way. I need to be able to hear them. Number one, it gives more of an effect to the bracha. Don't ask me from the Maaseh with the altar. Over there, they couldn't hear it. But in a place where they could hear it, you have to hear it. It has to be B'kol Ram. Number two, it's got to be with a full mouth. Don't mumble it. Say it. Articulate it. I saw in the Paneach Raza, it was one of the Rishonim. He says the gematria of the word Amar is Zemer. He says, Mikan, from here you learn that the Kohanim have to duchen with a niggin. What if I'm tone deaf? Why do I have to do it with a niggin? Why can't I talk? I usually talk. The answer is it's got to be done with a certain ne'imus. I'm into it. I'm excited. I'm forgetting you this bracha. I'm imparting it with love, with sweetness, with pleasantness. So the three things, kol ram, a full mouth, a pem male, and with ne'ima, with a certain pleasantness. And maybe that's why their bracha. Again, it's another component to how their bracha is. I want to give you the bracha. That's on a cardiac level. I want you to have good. And number two, I'm giving you that feeling. Maybe I'm giving myself that feeling. I'm into it. When I give you the bracha, it's loud. It's audible. It's with a geschmack, with a warmth, with a warmkeit. And when I do that, so this is like it's a first cousin of the thing we said before. It's with ratzon and with imparting a good feeling. B'sever panim yafas. The Gemara talks about tov amal bim shinaim l'chaveru. Say it with, let him see your teeth. You're excited to see him. You're excited to give him a bracha. Good morning. Good morning. Have a great day. See, the problem is nowadays the way we talk is with our fingers. So it's hard to do most of this with, I guess you could press other, you know, these funny faces they put on. So it's not your smile. Don't put that guy's smile. Got to put your smile. So pick up a phone and give a call. Anyway, that's the second, the Nakuda. The third Nakuda And that is that the Kohanim don't just give a bracha. They put out their hands. You put out their hands. And it seems to be, from the fact that they do this, the Tiferet Shlaima of the Radomsker says, you see from the fact that they put out their hands, that when you give a bracha and you use a hand, the bracha is more effective. Because yes, words are very powerful, but we create things, we build things, we make things with our hands. So when I give you a bracha and I do something, I connect to you with my hands. Whether I'm shaking your hand, whether Yaakov Avinu is putting his hand on the heads of Ephraim and Manasseh, what's he doing? What's he using his hands for? Say a bracha. But a bracha with a hand is a more effective bracha. That I saw from Rav Dessler. The Rav Dessler says that a makar for a handshake, giving a bracha with a hand, is from Yaakov Avinu, that he insisted on giving a bracha. Which hand went on which child, we see with Yosef and Yaakov, that whole dialogue. It has an effect. Kohanim are not going to walk around putting their hands on everybody's head. It's not practical. So they put out their hands towards the Olam, and they're bestowing the bracha. When you see someone, you give a bracha, if it's appropriate. If it's, I'm not talking about Hilchus Corona. But Darcha, if it's appropriate, give a handshake. Give a warmth. A handshake doesn't have to be a cold fish. A warm handshake or an embrace is something. I mean the bracha. Now, if you can't do it, you could go like this, like the rabbis do by the tish. You ever saw that? When they drink the l'chaim? Right. So do that. Feel like a rabbi. And you know what? He'll feel like a chassid. Ah, he'll feel, he's into me. He cares about me. He likes me. Give it over with a little bit of a handshake as well, not only with a dibur. And interestingly, I'll leave that. I'll tell it to you. We just said it last week. He says that in Tefillah we say that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed mipnei hayad shenishtalcha b'mikdashacha. What is the yad shenishtalcha? He says al derech drush, people stopped giving handshakes when they greeted people. Mipnei hayad shenishtalcha. The yad was removed. People didn't really mean their brachas when they gave it to people. They said it because it was etiquette. They said it because it was polite. They didn't even realize they were giving a bracha. That's no way to give a bracha. A bracha is a bracha. Bracha, I mean it. I'm not claiming to be perfect in this area. I'm not. But I want to be perfect in this area. And I want to do it right. I might have mentioned this once before. It's a beautiful thing. Warrants repeating whenever we can. The Tamei HaMinhagim says, he brings down from Rabbeinu Avadya HaNavi, that the idea behind the handshake is that there are 14 joints in the hand plus the wrist. In other words, each finger has, except for the thumb, each finger has three joints, three knuckles. The thumb has two. That's 14. That's why it's called a yad, because of the 14 joints. And then you have the wrist. And he says like this, the amount of words in the psukim of Yavarechacha, Yavarecha Hashem v'yishmarecha, has three words. Yar Hashem panav eilecha v'chuneka has five words. Yisa Hashem panav eilecha v'chuneka has seven words. I don't know if you have any actuaries here. 3 + 5 + 7 = 15, correct. He says, when you greet somebody and you say Shalom Aleichem, don't just say Shalom. What you really should be saying is the full Yavarechacha. Yavarecha Hashem v'yishmarecha. Yar Hashem panav eilecha v'chuneka. Yisa Hashem panav eilecha v'yasamecha. Shalom Aleichem. That's what you should be doing. But people don't have time for that. So when you give the hand, that's 14, and Shalom, and you wish that Aleichem, what you're giving the person is the full Yavarechacha. That's really what you're doing. That handshake, is, like we said before, first of all, I'm giving a bracha with the hand, like Yaakov Avinu gave with a hand, like others, like the Kohanim give with a hand. But I'm also giving you the full Yavarech. I'm giving you whatever I could put into this bracha, ending with the word Shalom. I'm giving that all to you. So we really have an opportunity, anytime we have an opportunity to give somebody a bracha. Somebody's taking a test. Somebody's facing a challenge. Somebody's facing a test. Somebody is about to have good things happen to them. Somebody is about to have a difficult matzah, is going through a surgery, whatever it is. Or somebody comes into yeshiva in the morning and he's hoping to have a good day of learning. And you give the person a bracha. give the person a bracha, realize that your brachas do carry weight. So if you're an Adam Gadol, it for sure carries weight. If you think you're ahead yet, it also carries weight. But how could we make our brachas more effective? Let's look at the Birkas Kohanim and let's learn the lesson. Kaisav Archa, you got to be somebody who wants to give a bracha. Somebody who's interested in giving the bracha. I want the person to be a Mizbarech. I want him to have the good that I'm talking about. That's first of all. Second of all, to say it audibly, with warmth, with a niggun. I don't walk around singing, good Shabbos. You could do that, but it might cheapen it. But good Shabbos. Another way the Yerushalmis do it, Shabbos. Do it in a way that has a ring to it, has a warmth to it. And when it's appropriate to give a handshake, and certainly to mean the handshake and to give it over, a little something, as we're coming off of the Yontif of Shavuos, where we learn that Bayaz made a takana that when you greet somebody with Hashem's name, with Yivarechacha Hashem, that's the way he would greet his workers. Hashem Imachem, he would say, they would say Yivarechacha Hashem, to really understand that we have an opportunity and an achrayas, and it could really make a very positive difference whenever we do utilize the kach that we have to give brachas. Hey, have a wonderful